Grace, greeting, welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for March 27th, 2017. Romans chapter 6, verse 17 is Paul's thanks to God verse. Remember, he introduced the concept of two separate systems in the 16th verse. Now, in case you didn't really buy our explanation, I'm not trying to convince you. This is the way I see this 16th, 17th verses of Romans 6. But in case I didn't really convince you, I think 17 might help. You see, in 16, he talks about being a slave to whether it's sin to death or obedience to righteousness. I told you those are not two different responses. They're two different systems. And therefore, you have the opportunity to go back. You can function under first Adam. You can function under last Adam. 17, but God be thanked that though you were slaves of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered. So he's not talking about going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. He's talking about before you were baptized into Christ. Remember, this is all the same context. We're still in the sixth chapter. When you were baptized into Christ, when you went into Christ, before you resurrected in his life, you were in a system of sin leading to death. But you have obeyed from the heart. New Testament obedience is faith. You have believed, you've obeyed from the heart the form of doctrine to which you were delivered. And the word delivered there doesn't ring right in our ear. It's because it's entrusted. You had a doctrine entrusted to you. You obeyed that. And you have left being slaves of sin. 18. Having been set free from sin, you have become slaves of righteousness. Notice again, they're two different systems. You left one and you entered the other. And you left the one because you identified with his death. You entered the other because you identify with his life. There's not this indication of waffling back and forth. And there's certainly not an undermining of the previous several chapters. And now you've got a fear that if you sin, you'll die. That's not what he's saying. And again, I think the proof that we're talking not about two actions, but two doctrines, two systems rather, is the phrase doctrine in verse 17. God be thanked that though you were slaves of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered. So doctrine speaks to a system, a formula. Let's look at that formula. To do so, I want to go to one of Paul's last letters. In fact, a lot of scholars believe, most scholars agree, that 2 Timothy would have been Paul's last letter, written to his young friend, Pastor Timothy, what he calls in verse 2, a beloved son. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 13, Paul says this, "Hold fast the pattern of sound words which you have heard from me in faith and love, which are in Christ Jesus. That good thing which was committed to you, keep by the Holy Spirit who dwells in us." Whatever Paul has preached to Timothy, he is encouraging Timothy to hold on to it, hold fast to it, to that sound doctrine, because it's that sound words, that sound doctrine that makes up who he is. Now, if I had to go establish what you should hold on to in the New Testament, I would end up in Hebrews 12, because in Hebrews 12, you are told where you are not and where you are. And on the heels of the great chastisement verses of Hebrews 12, which has caused a lot of people problems, especially grace people that go, well, God's not in the chastising business. And then someone will go, well, what about Hebrews 12, where God is chastening those whom he loves? And you don't really get a full glimpse of what that chastening is about if you stop at where it appears to end in verse 11. Once you get to 18, you find out you're not at Sinai. When you get to 22, you find out you are at Zion. Sinai is the law. Zion is where Christ is. It's holy Jerusalem. It's Jesus. It's grace. You're not at one, you are at the other. And that comes on the heels of the chastisement passage because you need context to know what the chastisement is. If you were at Sinai, then the chastisement is beating the fire out of you because you did something wrong. But if you're at Zion, then the chastisement is discipline so that we see the righteousness come out in us. There's two kinds of discipline. There's the discipline of you did something wrong, and there's the discipline of I want you to perform. If you go to football practice, the coach disciplines his team. That doesn't mean he beats them. It means he prepares them for Friday night's game. There's a discipline to working out. Okay, that's an aside. Once you have established yourself at Zion, listen to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 27. Once more indicates the removal of things that are being shaken as of things that are made, and the things which cannot be shaken may remain. I think this is an eschatological verse talking about the system of Judaism is about to shake. What can remain will remain. And what can remain and will remain is the kingdom. Verse 28, therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. So to serve God, we need grace. You don't have grace at Sinai, you have grace at Zion. And all of that ties together. So he says to hold fast to that grace in the midst of shaking. So I believe in Romans chapter 6, when Paul talks about the form of doctrine to which was entrusted to us, or as the New King James Version says, delivered, that doesn't make as much sense, to which you were delivered. It should say to which was delivered to you. That holding that sound doctrine would be that doctrine of grace and those doctrines of grace that Paul repeatedly gives throughout the teaching of the New Testament. And then the transition, and we read it a moment ago, verse 18, having been set free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness. So again, we have two systems, the system of sin of which we died to back earlier in Romans 6, and the system of righteousness of which we have now become a slave to because we are, what verse 14 said, not under law, under grace. What happens if you're under law? You end up with sin. What happens if you're under grace? You end up with righteousness. What the law is to sin, grace is to righteousness, or let's say it backwards. When sin comes out of law, proportionally righteousness comes out of grace. So people that say, preach grace, people will sin, don't understand the law or sin. And they certainly don't understand grace. The truth is, according to Romans 5 and 6, preach the law, people will sin. Preach grace, people will see righteousness. Because they're already righteous. They just need the righteousness to start coming out in them. But as you present the law, people go into failure. As you present grace, people walk into righteousness. It's not difficult, we've made it difficult. And I think it's because our focus has been on us changing and on getting people to change, rather than allowing our focus to be on who he is in us and what he wants to do. All right, for one of the first times in a while, we covered two verses today, 17 and 18. We'll go on to the 19th verse where Paul's going to talk in human terms. He's going to qualify the fact that he's using metaphors. Because even back then, even in that early stages, he felt the need to qualify. There must have been people that didn't like him using human terms. Wow, not much has changed. Hope you have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.